A new campus safety building will be opening next year adjacent to the Union College campus in Schenectady. Falling in line with revitalizing and redevelopment initiatives across Schenectady, Union College's Campus Safety Department will soon have a new facility for student and community outreach. The college recently purchased the Bank of America building at Knott Street and Van Ranken Avenue, directly across from one of the campus's main entrances. Christopher Hayden is director of campus safety.
It's going to allow us to have a second location, which will be nice. And on top of that, when we move down to College Park Hall, it put us a little bit of a ways from the current, the main grounds. This will bring us back a little bit closer.
The private college, with 2,200 students, paid $135,000 for the 2,500-square-foot building vacant since 2013. Union says it received a $25,000 grant toward the purchase from the Schenectady County Metroplex Development Authority.
It provides us a little more space. We'll be dividing up the department a little bit, so it will give the group that is going to be in that building, which is going to be the main headquarters, more space to work.
Spokesman Phil Wyda says Union is grateful for support from Metroplex and the Wright Family Foundation. Following an extensive renovation scheduled to begin in December, Union will move most operations of its campus safety department to the site, including its 26-member security force, in time for the fall 2019 term. Wyda says Class of 86 graduate Kelly Williams is lead donor for the project.
Kelly's support not only helps us to renovate the physical space, it's also going to help us with programming and educational funds that will ensure that we are a thought leader on the topic of campus and community safety nationally.
A member of Union's Board of Trustees since 2008, Williams chairs the board's administration and finance committee and headed the search for Union's new president.
We're really excited about this weekend. We have the inauguration of our 19th president, David R. Harris. He was officially named president on July 1 of this year. We have hundreds of people coming from all over the country, representing dozens of colleges, and it's an exciting time for Union.
The 48-year-old Harris becomes the first African-American president of Union College in its 223-year history.
With respect to Union College, I actually don't think about it that much, the race piece. Okay. Wherever I go, I'm black. And so to me, it's not the same as it is to other people.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.